As he trotted back onto the field at Arrowhead Stadium on the evening of January 6, 2018, Alex Smith knew exactly what was at stake at that moment. Having led 21-3 at halftime, the Kansas City Chiefs now trailed the Tennessee Titans 22-21 with 2:18 left to play in the AFC wildcard game. A little more than 3 hours earlier, when the game kicked off just after 3:30 Central Time, the temperature had been 30 degrees, though it felt colder because of the swirling winds whipping through the stadium. Now, with the sun down, it was considerably colder. The last thing on Smith's mind was the weather. "Once you get into a game, you stop thinking about whether it's hot or cold or windy or rainy," he said. "If there's a lot of wind, or if the ball's wet, you have to think about that because that affects the way you play. But you really don't feel the cold, especially at that point in the season. You're way beyond that. What's happening on the field is way too important." What was happening as Smith stepped into the huddle was pretty simple. The Chiefs' entire season was at stake. All the off-season work, the springtime OTAs, training camp in the brutal Midwestern summer heat, and 16 enervating regular season games essentially came down to one play. "There was a chance we might get the ball back," Smith said, "but even if we did, it would have taken something miraculous to save us by then. This was our best chance. That's why we knew we had to go for it." Their chance came with the ball on the Tennessee 44-yard line. The Chiefs had driven the ball to that point from their own 27 after the Titans had scored to go ahead with 6:06 left in the game. Plenty of time. Except the Chiefs hadn't scored in the second half, while the Titans had found the end zone on all three of their possessions. The Chiefs had one last chance to save their season. Smith, one of the National Football League's more nimble quarterbacks even at age 33, had picked up 18 yards to the Tennessee 42 on the second play of the drive, only to have the play called back by a holding penalty on tight end Demetrius Harris. The hold wasn't the most egregious call, or non-call, made that evening by referee Jeff Triplett and his crew, but it was questionable. Harris made up for his mistake by catching a 3rd-and-4 pass from Smith to set the Chiefs up at the Tennessee 45 with a first down. One more first down, and they would probably be in field goal kicker Harrison Butker's range. But the offense had bogged down there. Kareem Hunt, the NFL's leading rusher as a rookie, picked up a yard on first down. A short Smith to Harris pass was broken up. Then, with nobody open, Smith had been forced to scramble and had barely made it back to the line of scrimmage. Suddenly, it was 4th and 9. The 2-minute warning was approaching, and the Chiefs had to take their second timeout. Smith came to the sideline and consulted with head coach Andy Reid and offensive coordinator Matt Nagy. 6 weeks earlier, in the midst of a skid during which the Chiefs had lost 6 of 7 games, Reid had handed the play-calling duties to Nagy. "Sometimes when things go wrong, you have to look at yourself," Reid had said in announcing the change. For Smith, the only real change had been logistical. Nagy had been at Reed's side for 4 years and thought very much the way Reed did. He had also been the voice Smith heard inside his helmet when plays were relayed in. The only real difference was that Matt didn't have to relay Andy's calls, he said. "That probably saved 5 to 10 seconds on each snap. Gave me more time if I wanted to check off, change the play, at the line, or if I wanted to change a protection." When you see a quarterback step to the line and point at someone on the defensive side, it's usually to let his offensive line know that someone is in a different spot than expected. That can mean that who blocks whom is being changed. Reed and Nagy were in agreement that the best play call was, quote, 22-on-3 set, scat, red, right, personnel. In English, that reflected Smith's receiving options, the line protections, and the personnel on the field. He could also audible. That meant Albert Wilson, a 4th-year wide receiver, would be the primary target running down the middle of the field. If Travis Kelce had been in the game, he would have been the primary receiver. Kelce was the Chiefs' leading receiver, Smith's go-to guy on big plays. He'd caught 83 balls in the regular season and had made his 4th catch of the game late in the first half on a short crossing route. Kelce was hit as soon as he caught the ball by the Titans' Zach Brown. As Kelce was going down, Tennessee safety Jonathan Cyprian dove at him and hit him helmet to helmet.